Jesus and salvation, the power of grace. Jesus and salvation are two topics that go hand in hand, as many people think they can be saved by their beliefs alone. Have you ever felt it? That nagging feeling that something is just not right in the world, or even inside of you. Maybe it's a sense of emptiness that no amount of success, money, or relationships can fill. Perhaps it's a deep-seated feeling of guilt over things we've done. Or a quiet fear of what comes after this life. The Bible gives a name to this universal human condition, sin. But don't think of sin as just a list of bad things. Think of it more like a separation, a broken relationship with God, our Creator, who loves us more than we can imagine. As it is written in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." From the very beginning, humanity chose to go its own way instead of walking with God. And that choice has echoed through every generation, leaving a void in our hearts and a stain on our souls. We try to fill it with all sorts of things, but nothing ever truly works. This is why we need salvation, and why Jesus is the only one who can provide it. Jesus isn't just a historical figure, a wise teacher, or a religious symbol. He is God Himself, who stepped out of heaven and into our broken world. He came to do what we could never do for ourselves. Imagine you're standing on one side of a deep, dark canyon, and on the other side is God, and a life of perfect peace and joy. You've tried everything to get across. You've built little bridges out of good deeds, but they always fall short. You've tried to climb down and back up, but the chasm is too deep. This is our human condition. Jesus is the bridge. He lived a perfect life, the life we could never live. Then, in the ultimate act of love, He willingly went to the cross. He didn't just die for humanity, He died for you. He took all the sin, all the guilt, all the shame of the entire world, and every single one of your personal mistakes, and took the punishment for them. His death on the cross was the payment that settled our debt. But the story doesn't end there. 3 days later, He rose from the dead. That empty tomb is the greatest sign of hope in the universe. It proved that Jesus' payment was accepted by God, and that He conquered sin and death forever. So what does this mean for you? The role of grace. Salvation isn't about earning your way into heaven. You can't be good enough through your own efforts. The Bible teaches that salvation is a gift from God, given to us not because of anything we have done, but because of His undeserved kindness. This is what we call grace. As the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Grace is God's act of love toward those who do not deserve it. It's the free and unearned favor of God that makes salvation possible. It's His hand reaching out to us while we are still separated from Him by our sin. All we have to do is reach out and receive it. This is what it means to be saved. Forgiveness. Your past is wiped clean. The guilt and shame you carry are gone. A new beginning. You are given a new heart and a new purpose. The emptiness is filled by a personal relationship with God. Hope for eternity. You no longer have to fear death. Your eternal future is secure, and you have the promise of living forever with Jesus. Jesus isn't just a way. He is the way. He is the bridge across the canyon. When you put your trust in Him, you are telling Him, "I can't do this on my own. I need you to save me." And He will. He's waiting to fill that void in your heart with His perfect, unconditional love. He is the answer to the deepest longings of the human soul, and that's why we all need Him.